make sure to like put yourself in areas of the type of person you want. If you're looking for like the wholesome granola boy who, you know, harvests crops and shit, you're not gonna find him at Tao. Like, you know,
he's just not there.
He's not going to Lavo on the weekend.
He's not in East Village smoking a cigarette right now.
Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Welcome back.
It's just us again. Guys, I don't even know what's been happening that hasn't worked. We did try to get a guest on for this week. It just didn't happen.
Didn't work out.
She unfortunately messaged us back and was like, I'm going to Europe for 3 weeks.
And my roommate's out of town and nothing's working out.
So we're just doing another solo episode, but it's fine because... it's fine because I feel like we have a lot of stories and updates. Fabulous.
Yeah. And we're all you need. Mm-hmm. So
we're back. And yeah, I mean, let's just kind of hop into it. Toxic thing of the week.
I don't know if I like necessarily have one. And it's ironic because usually I have the toxic thing of the week. I'm the crazy one. I'm fun. You're not.
Yeah.
No. But now that Christina's single, the tables are turning.
Yeah, I'm back to my feral self.
Oh, okay. I was like about to expose you for who you had over last week and then
it's in the notes, baby.
Okay, so take it away.
Yeah, so I have a few toxic things of the week, which is wild because I went from having like none to being a housewife to being like, I'm a whore. But it's fine. Yeah. So I don't know if it was in, I don't think it was in last week's episode. I think it was in the one before that. Where I said that there was potential of my ex coming to visit me.
Now, and when she says her ex, the boy that she dated when you
when
were
I was
how old?
16.
16.
So okay, I'm 24 now. Yeah. 8 years ago, we dated for like 7 or 8 months and he broke my heart.
The high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
Always exactly. Iconic.
Yeah.
We know them. We love them.
Yeah. So we like reconnected and I think like two episodes ago, I was like, yeah, like. He might be coming to the city to like hang out with me for a day. And so the tea is that he did. He came out to the city. This was last week. And not only did he stay the day with me, he stayed the night, which I let him know. That was like a predetermined
that was planned,
thing.
Yeah.
Yes. It was planned because I was like, I'm not going to make him Amtrak out to New York City to go out for drinks and then make him drunkenly Amtrak back.
Well, can I?
Wait, well, because it's him. If it was some other fucking random ass.
Well,
dude,
yeah.
I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Absolutely.
Get out.
Well, Ryan, my roommate the other night, this guy from Long Island came over. Long story, whatever.
Oh, yes.
At 2:30 in the morning, she goes, yeah, you're definitely like not sleeping over. He drove, he got home at like almost 5 in the morning because he had to drive. I love women.
Do you know where on Long Island he's from? She told me,
no,
but I forget.
I think don't she care. Told me we're he's like from. Him again.
I think she told me he was like from far out in Long Island too, which is like nuts.
I don't care where any man is from.
Yeah,
like unless.
Well, also that's a guy that like she just met like 2 days prior. I've known
yeah,
this guy for
he
like
exist
years.
To me. Yeah,
yeah. Any other guy? Nah. But like with him, I was
no,
like,
of course,
we got history,
high school
baby.
Boyfriend.
Right.
Like, I'm hanging on to you.
Yeah, and I was like, I figured like obviously it would be nice because we'd just like go, we'd have a bunch of drinks, and then we'd have like a nice little cuddle. Maybe more. And then he would leave the next day, whatever. But yeah, no. So it was good. Came to the city and
that's some single shit. That is some being single shit. Let me just hit up my 16-year-old boyfriend for no, like this will serve me in no way.
No real purpose.
Has to be done.
You know what though? I will say, so we went out and we had like a bunch of drinks and like all of that fun stuff. Came back to my apartment, drank some more, had a unfortunate circumstance of whiskey dick, but we're gonna just like skip over that.
skipping that.
But I will say it was so nice to like go to sleep with someone, and like he woke up way before me, but I was like so tired and he was kind of just like rubbing my head, like tickling my arm.
Some single
it was, like,
shit.
I know, it was just like really nice and relaxing. And then like it was like nothing though, like we did that and then we went out, had some more drinks the next day, and then he left and it was like great. So
cool.
It was like just like a wow, this is like weird because last time we did this is when we were like 16.
But it's fun.
It's fun.
Like, I love a little nostalgia.
Yeah.
No, we just, like, nowhere.
We literally just talked about, like, all our failed relationships between 16 and now.
Love, 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 love.
Yeah, it was great. So that's that. But within within that happening,
right?
Within that happening, I have another toxic thing of the week, because this happened while I was with him, and it is just
so funny,
a wonderful story. So we go to like a bunch of bars, whatever, and the last bar that we end up at is like one of my favorite bars in Brooklyn. And I was like, yeah, like, let's go to this bar, whatever. It's great, blah, 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 blah. We walk into this bar. And first of all, it is, like, way more packed than it usually is. And that was the first thing I noticed. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been there with you. It's always dead.
Yeah, it's always pretty dead. It's a really cute bar.
It is, but it's random. Yeah. It's a bar that you would pick out, that's for sure.
Right.
Like, so random. Okay, period.
But, yeah, no, but it was packed. And I was like, why is it so packed? But I was like, whatever. Let's just, like, squeeze our way through, grab a drink, whatever. We squeeze our way through. We get drinks. And then I start analyzing the room and I realize that I was like, damn, I was like, yeah, I was like, there's a lot of girls here.
The girlies are out tonight.
Yeah. I was like, there's a lot of girls here. And then I was like, wait a minute.
It's only women. Girls.
And I'm like, that's weird. But I was not even thinking like about what it was at first, which I'm sure you guys could already pick up on where this is going. But my mind immediately went to, I turned to him and I go, oh my God, it must have went viral on TikTok. Yeah.
The girlies leaked it. Best cocktails in Williamsburg. Best
cocktails in Williamsburg. It's out. And so I was like,
all
oh
the girls
my God.
Are here. Wait.
Yeah, wait. But there's only girls here. Like, but so I'm thinking someone leaked, like, you know, blew it up on TikTok. But then we grab our drinks and, you know, we sit down and we start analyzing the room a little
right,
bit
Right, we're
more.
Continuing to observe.
And yeah, and then we start realizing that all these girls are very touchy-feely,
like,
with
whoa,
each other.
Me and my friends don't do that.
Yeah, I was
what's
like,
happening?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, but yeah. Like, I was
wait,
like,
Lily does that sometimes.
Right. But no, I'm looking around, I'm like, oh my God, they're all like very touchy-feely. And then it starts to hit me, and I'm like, wait a minute.
It's Pride.
Yeah, I'm like, it is Pride weekend. Did we just walk into something? So then we, and then, oh yeah, and then as he goes to the bathroom, we start realizing there's like a few girls on like the line for the bathroom that are like making out, and we're like, we definitely walked into something. So I do a little research on their Instagram, and at first I see that it says, yes, there's a Pride event that night. And I was like, oh my God, okay, we just walked into this Pride event. Like, it's fine, whatever. But also, I was like, it's a Pride event, but it's only women. There's no, like, male gaze here.
Right.
But then, upon further inspection, I realized it was, like, hosted by, like, this group or something called, I just remember, it's called, like, the Sapphic Women's Club Network, something along those lines. I had no idea what the word sapphic meant. So I Googled it, and it's basically like women that are like sexually attracted to other women. Right. So I was like, okay, so we did just walk in on
a lesbian party. Right.
And but the thing though is that like nobody stopped us at the door. No. I think it was just like a thing that like you could just like you didn't I don't think it was like a ticketed thing. I think like they just kind of announced it and were like, come through and anybody could go.
They were probably like, what are the heteros doing here?
But yeah, like, yeah, like, exactly. Well, that's the thing is like nobody like said anything
nobody
to
said
us,
that.
So
they were
like,
thinking it, but yeah. They didn't say it.
They were like, why is this straight man in here?
Like,
he very,
get
he looks,
out.
Like, yeah, he looks very obviously straight. Like, yeah. You know, but it was just so funny.
You probably did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were just like, we still continue to have two drinks and just like chill. Yeah. Nobody said anything to us.
No,
and then we just left. But we were just like,
party.
Yeah, no. I mean, they were,
it's a good time.
They were like, the girls were girling.
The girls were girling.
Like, but it was just so funny. I was like, what is going, it was just like a slow burner. And I'm just looking back in my mind. I'm thinking about the moment when I turned him at the bar and I go, must have went viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now it's just a lesbian event.
Like, no.
It's just a lesbian get together.
You like have your ex come into town to visit you and you just take him to a lesbian
party. I take
him
to the lesbian convention.
Like. Oh my God, you're like, so, oh my God, how are things? Like, when'd you graduate again? And you're like, wait, we're at a lesbian party.
Perfect. I also think I made a joke to him too, saying, I was like, oh my God, like the girls are out tonight. There's tons of prospects for you.
Oh. No.
No, not quite.
Wrong choice.
Not quite. But yeah, so like, that was also another toxic thing. Not only did I have my ex in town, but I took him.
You and your ex invaded a lesbian party safe space.
Yeah.
Like, you invaded it. You are the enemy. You are the problem.
No
protect gay spaces.
Clue.
Like,
no. You are part of the problem.
It's you. You're the problem.
It was just the progression of realizing everything.
Yes.
Was just like.
And then there's actually another bullet that I'm getting Wow, there's, this is quite the...
Yeah, that's why I said I have a lot of toxic things this week, guys.
Right.
So enough about... Yeah, enough about exes and crashing, you know, gay events. But in other news, huge news, guys. My nipple piercing got infected.
Ew.
It's so unfortunate. You guys know, here's the thing that's wild. I've had my tits pierced, my nipples pierced for like 2.5 years now.
How random. That.
And yeah, I've had them pierced for 2.5 years now. I have never had any issues with them. Do we
potentially know why this happened?
I don't know. You know what's funny is Jeff texted me today and he was like, was that guy the other day like sucking on your titties? And I reply and I go, well, yeah, he did for like 2 seconds. But like every guy does that, that I like, you know, my ex did that a million times before that when I had him pierced.
They suck the piercing?
Well, not like suck. Like, you know, like, there's like, I like tell guys before I sleep with them, like, you know, you can't just go fucking vacuuming my tit into your mouth, but like licking and like a little light sucking here and there. Like, not the vacuuming. There's a way to it. But what?
Not that.
Not the vacuum. Not the Dyson.
My boyfriend loves a Dyson moment. Like, loves it. Yeah.
The titty, yeah. But anyways, there's a method to it. So Jeff did text me and he's like, do you think you could have gotten it from him doing that? And I was like, I mean, maybe, but like,
no,
I've done that a million times before. Why would it happen now? Like, you know, so, but also like, I know people that like nipple piercings are one of the most like sensitive, you know, little like piercings ever. And I know people that have gotten like infected nipple piercings from anything, like literally anything, like a little fuzzy gets caught in it and it gets infected.
Yeah, it could be
just you'll never really know. Or like, yeah, I'll never truly know what caused it, but I've never had any issues with it for the past, you know, 2.5 years that I've had it. But like 2 days ago, I woke up and I'm in bed and I was like, wow, like it kind of like hurts a little bit. I was like, wow, that's weird. It's like sensitive. But also there is such a fine line between nipple piercing infection and just general irritation.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a nipple piercing could not be infected. It'll just be irritated, but it will still like crust up with like the yellow crusties and feel a little sensitive. Oh. So like you don't truly know.
Yum.
But the way, yeah, yummy.
Yeah.
But the way I knew is it was just, it just gradually was getting more and more swollen and it like hurt more and more throughout the day. And to the point where it was like taking up like the whole bar, which usually there's like a little bit of room on the sides of the bar with mine. It took up like the whole bar and it literally felt like I was getting fucking punched in the tit. And also the other reason I knew it was infected is because it like, I could tell that like, you know, because it was like infected around there. If that area is like really sensitive, it could affect, what is this called? Like the glands or like the lymph nodes or whatever in your arm.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. Anyways, I could just feel that like feeling of infection into like my armpit. So I was like, I know. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? This is not the first time I've had like a skin infection. I accidentally, like my leg, this was like a few years ago when I went to Cabo with my ex-boyfriend. I was shaving and I used a new razor and I literally sliced.
I have the EBGBs just from you.
Yeah. It's bad, but I like sliced like a layer of my skin off.
Thank you.
And it got infected in Cabo. And because it got infected, it made my entire half of my leg numb. And I had to fly from Cabo back to New York with a half numb leg. So when I started feeling it in my titty, I was like, dude, there is no way this isn't infected.
Like, that can get pretty serious though.
Oh yeah, you know? But like you, like luckily
infections
like,
are like serious.
Yeah, luckily I caught it like right away.
If you catch it right away, you're fine.
Yeah, they can get really serious if you don't catch them right away and without like proper care and like and antibiotics.
Some people are like so bad, they'll just be like, oh, it'll get better, I'll let it go. Like some people are so bad about like just not going to
no
doctor
with like that sort of stuff, especially in my boob. So I could tell it literally felt like I was getting punched in the tit every time,
especially in my boob,
in my tit. Absolutely the fuck not. So anyways, it started feeling worse and worse, so I started doing like the general like salt water soaks and like cleaning it really well and whatever. And then yesterday morning I decided to go to urgent care because I was like, I know I need an antibiotic for this. So I go to urgent care and the doctor puts me on an antibiotic. And then I also went to my piercer, because also the number one rule too with these sorts of piercings is you're not supposed to take the piercing out when it's infected, because if the piercing closes in on itself and it's still infected, it could form an abscess. And that's a whole other ball game. So
the more you know.
Yeah. You have to keep the piercing in so like it drains out of the hole.
Yum.
Really yummy.
Yum.
So
love.
Yeah. So I still have the piercing in and I started the antibiotic yesterday morning. And then my piercer was like, yes, keep the piercing in. He cleaned it up really well for me and he gave me like a spray to use and like all this like stuff. So I have a little routine. And as of this morning, I mean, I'm taking the antibiotic. It's 3 times a day for the next 5 days, plus the cleaning like twice or 3 times a day. I woke up today and the pain like stopped. Like it's not painful. It's still like a little sensitive, but I mean, compared to what it was yesterday, it's not nearly there. It's still like swollen, but like whatever. So anyways, it's definitely already starting to get better. My piercer was like, if it doesn't, you know, if you don't actually visibly see it starting to get better in the next 48 hours, come back in. And he's like, what we'll do is we'll give you a longer bar in the meantime while it heals, just to make sure it's not like swallowing the bar basically. But I mean, it feels way better as of this morning. I think it's gonna be fine. So yeah, so
thank you for shout sharing out to me that. And my, you're so brave.
My mom is gonna, I mean, my mom usually doesn't listen to the show, but God forbid she does, she's gonna be like, so when were you gonna tell me that you hung out with your ex-boyfriend from when you were 16 that me and dad still hold a grudge on, and also your tit is infected? Were you ever going to mention that?
None of this seems like, to be any of your business, Deb. Love you, though.
Yeah. I just also, like, I love my parents. Deb's like,
excuse me? Yeah.
I love my parents, but also, like, I'm a grown woman. Like, I know how to handle these things. Oh,
my God. I don't tell my mom anything. And then I see my parents, like, once every, like, 6 months, and I tell them everything. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My phone. What is going on? I'm so sorry. My phone is, like, what the fuck is going on? It's just, like, sorry. It just kept, like, drrr. I was, like,
hello.
It was literally a bunch of Hinge notifications and then my brother and my manager. Anyways, yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed my toxic things.
Also, just so everyone knows, I know everyone's so worried. I did get a job.
Yay!
Woo! I'm employed. Got a job. Thank you. So now I can like live my life again and like do fun things and go to Italy with the girls.
I personally want to rent out a place in Italy or just somewhere for a month and record G&T from there with you. What if we went to like Italy or just somewhere cool and got an Airbnb for a whole month and brought all the equipment with us and just G&T abroad.
G&T abroad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'd be so much fun. But anyways,
G&T on the beach. No, but that's it. I just wanted to give you guys a little life update because I told you, I think I've like said a few times in episodes where I'm like, oh, just the unemployment depression getting to me.
Yeah, it's like, been like 6 months.
It's been rough. I've been freelancing. So I've had like there was like 2 months there where I was like pretty booked with like styling jobs. But then the past few weeks, like I've had nothing. And just, oh my God, like, I mean, everyone probably like knows what it feels like from like COVID and stuff, like what it feels like to be like unemployed and stuff. But oh my God, it's fucking brutal. So I am just like, I got the job and I like cried. Like I was happy, but like, it was like a relief cry. I was just like,
yeah,
okay, now like I'm not constantly like, how are the bills getting paid? Like, I want to do this, but I can't, like, blah, blah, blah. Like the little things just start to get so annoying, like restocking on all your toiletry. Like you have to think about money like way more than I ever fucking want to. Like, I'm not gonna be rich by any means, but like I need to be able to like,
well, you have a salary now at least.
Yeah, so like I like having a salary and not being freelance because I can like plan and like if I want to go on a trip, I can go on the trip because I can like pay it off and like plan accordingly. Like I can actually know how much I'm making and it's so fucking nice. So I'm excited. And that's my only news. So
I'm excited selfishly because now Lily doesn't have to bail out on me.
Yeah. Things. Well, like, and I just like, I went to dinner like a week ago or something.
Oh my God, please. Thank God. She's not poor anymore. No, can't literally have poor friends.
No, like, you guys, it's so inconvenient to be broke. Like, it's so annoying. Like, I just miss out on so many things. And like a week ago, I went to dinner on a double date and I like sat down at the dinner and I was like, this is my first time like sitting down at like a nice dinner with like an intimate nice dinner I don't feel stressed, because I like knew at that point that I was probably about to get the job. Like before that I would have to like be like, okay, I'll go to the dinner, but like I can't drink or like I'll just get, and like you have to just think about everything. Like it's so annoying. So I was like, oh my God, it feels so nice to just be able to like not think if I want to go shopping a little bit or get dinner with friends.
Yeah.
The bare fucking minimum. The bare fucking minimum. Love it.
Especially living in New York City, obviously, too.
Yeah. It's,
very expensive. Like,
oh my God. There's a lot going on, a lot to do.
With my ex, I told you, like, so when he was here, he, like, fell in love with Williamsburg. He's like, I want to move here and stuff. And he was like, yeah, do you think I would be able to find a one bed for, like, $2,500 at, like, at the most? And I was like,
a studio.
Well, he said a one bed. I go, not a one bed. A studio. A studio. Yeah. But
you can get a nice studio for that, though.
Yeah, I feel like not over here. Maybe East Williamsburg, not over here.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe not even Williamsburg.
I told them to look in Bushwick.
No, like, anywhere from, like, Bushwick to Williamsburg, you'll find some, for sure.
But the point, too, is, like, $2,500 for a studio anywhere else is, like,
bonkers.
I'm sorry,
my
friend
that was here this weekend from my hometown was telling me he pays $1,300 for his one bed in our hometown. And it's the most beautiful, luxurious one-bedroom apartment you've ever seen. Yeah. Like, this on is unbelievable. Christina's apartment is unbelievable. Obviously, his building isn't like yours.
Yeah, yeah.
The actual apartment, though, is similar, but, like, three times the size for $1,300. But, like, you know, he lives in my hometown.
Yeah,
like, you know,
exactly.
It's, like, the trade-off, but whatever. But also the the job I get to, the job I got also, one more thing, is also a job that I'm, like, excited about and love, because I've applied to so many jobs the past few months. Just, like, I mean, I was I told you I was, like, applying to
the point
retail,
where you're just applying to anything.
I was applying to retail positions, like vintage stores, like stuff like that, things I did not care about. And the one that I got, I actually applied to it in March, and they and I was really interested in it. I followed up, like, a million times. It just seemed like it's a modeling agency, like a really notorious modeling agency in New York that was looking for, like, a social media and marketing coordinator. And I followed up, like, 10 times, and they just never got back to me. And I was like, oh, forget it. And then they randomly reached out 3 weeks ago. And we're like, we never filled the position.
They never did. I was going to say, maybe they did fill the position, but then.
No, they just never did it.
Wow.
Yeah, they got, like, really busy with, like, Fashion Week and, like, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so, yay.
The job. Yay!
Employed.
We could do more things. Also, throughout the entire thing, I don't know why, but my cuticle just started bleeding so intensely. Like, look at
this. Oh my God, you just ruined your sweatshirt.
No, this has happened a million times before. Also, I don't really, this is like one of those sweaters that I will only wear around the house. It'll wash out, and I'm like, whatever.
I do love that sweatshirt.
It's hydrate and masturbate.
For the show. Like, it's cute.
Yeah, I know.
We're both wearing white, which looks nice.
All right, G&T time, guys. And
dive for G&T.
It's time to dive into G&T.
We're going
to
talk about a topic that everyone's probably sick of hearing.
Absolutely sick of hearing, except for me.
I'm not done talking about it.
Yeah.
The Titanic submarine.
Yes.
Exploration, guys, explosion, disaster.
Ocean Gate.
And it's like, look, I might giggle here and there, but the overall, I can't believe that something so fucking horrific is being made into, like, memes and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know. Well, you know what?
It's the concept of them going on it and whatever. I get it. Like, I agree. Rich people are fucking nutso. Yeah. And, like, I don't understand why they went in the submarine in the first place. That part, I get it. Like, let's have a laugh. But the part where they, like, exploded and died, getting the jokes.
Yeah, my fucking deepest condolences go out to all the families.
Yeah.
Especially literally the horrific. The one thing that's been getting to me so much is the 19-year-old boy.
Was he there with his dad?
He was there with his dad.
Okay.
And
like his crazy rich dad who probably, like, made him do it.
Well,
like,
that's the thing. It came out that apparently. So apparently with the kid, yes, he went with his dad. And the only reason he went, because I think it's his sister and his, like, grandma, like, spoke to, like, the news outlets after, like, it was announced that they were dead and stuff. And apparently he was, like, petrified to go on it. Like, he did not want to go on it. He was really scared, but he did it to make his dad happy because it was, like, a Father's Day thing. So that's, like, really fucking sad.
For Father's Day, I'm going to spend, well, if it was for two people, his dad probably spent over $500,000.
Yeah.
For us to go in this extremely dangerous submarine. In the depths of the ocean. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah. So if you guys, I mean, I'm going to be like, if you guys don't know what happened, you know what happened. So, but just for reference, there's this company called Ocean Gate, and they have these little tiny submarines where they do Titanic tours, where they will take you in the submarine for $250,000. Per person will take you in the submarine down to see the wreckage of the Titanic, which is literally 2.5 miles down into the ocean where, like, there are just insane pressures. And so they were doing an excursion the other day, and it was five or six people, I believe, total. I think five people in the submarine. it was like a bunch of rich old guys and then a 19-year-old boy. One of the guys that was in it was like the founder of Ocean Gate. There was some, like, I mean, they were all like billionaires that were in it. But anyways, so they go into, you know, go down to see the wreckage of the Titanic. And I'm pretty sure it was like an hour and a half, 2 hours in. They lost all communication with the sub. It was just like they lost all communication, so they couldn't find it. And then it was this whole thing.
An hour in.
Yeah, like an hour or two in.
An hour.
And then they only had like so much oxygen. There was like 96 hours of oxygen in it. And there's this whole thing. People were like, I don't know. I could kind of, in my gut, I was like, because there were so many factors to it. Like, yes, they had like 96 hours of oxygen, but then there's also the CO2 scrubber, which I learned is a thing that you have to take into consideration, which runs out earlier than the oxygen does. And the CO2 scrubber is what removes the CO2 from mm-hmm. the air and then allows like the new oxygen to come in. But that runs out earlier. So if they have 96 hours of oxygen, in reality, they probably have like 92 hours because of that.
Yeah.
But they lost communication like 2 hours in, and then it was like this like 3-day search for them, basically. It was absolutely insane. And they ended up finding pieces of the submarine in the area of like the wreckage of the Titanic, meaning that the sub imploded, which if you guys don't know, it exploded. Imploded, exploded. Which
means, like, I saw this guy explaining what happened like in that moment. Like, it took half a millisecond.
Yeah,
for the entire thing to explode. And yep. He was like, they won't find the bodies, nor will they even find an arm, a finger.
Oh, yeah, nothing. Because they're just...
There is nothing. Like, there is pieces of sand. Like,
yeah.
That really fucking disturbed me. I was like, whoa.
And also, there was just so much controversy around the entire thing because the founder of Ocean Gate, like, he tried to, like, use like new like materials and shit like to build the submarine that just like were not good. There was a guy that worked for Ocean Gate that got fired from there because apparently he like ran tests with like the sub and told them that it was not safe for use, and they fired him. They ran the entire thing with the click of one button and a Logitech gaming controller.
Yeah.
Like, and also apparently there wasn't even a window in it. You were looking at the sub from like a camera that's like on the outside. There's of the one, sub with a screen. Like,
tiny window.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, my thing is like, everyone that got on that submarine knew all these facts. The only one I feel sorry for is the kid because he obviously got...
That's the thing. In the contract that they had to sign, apparently, it said death, like, an alarming amount of times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just, like, absolutely insane. And so, yeah, like, super sad that those people died, but it's just, oh, my God, like, stuff like that. Like, the ocean, bro, that shit is so fucking frightening.
Mm-hmm. I know. Like, literally so scary. Well, I was just, when you started to tell the story, I pulled up an article because I am curious. My thing is like, why are people still so fixated and obsessed with the Titanic? And like, and I get it because when I was a kid, I was like 100%. I was telling her earlier that my dad, you may have heard of it. It went to like every city in the U.S. and internationally. It was like this Titanic museum pop up. I think now the Titanic museum is set. I want to say it's here, but
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it's in like, welcome to G&T. Today we're talking about the Titanic, but like, I don't know what's happening, but like, I don't understand, because I was just thinking about it and I'm like, there's been so many like disasters and things that have happened where more people have died. And I just started reading this article and there's literally been like boats that have sank like of the same size since then, where thousands of even more people died, and nobody talks about that. Why are we so fixated on the Titanic? And I'm reading this article and it's kind of saying like, the fact that people could have been saved is the problem. Like, because the captain of the boat saw the iceberg was coming and didn't notify everyone, like, more people could have lived if they had handled it better. And I think that's why people are fast. I don't really get it, though.
I don't know. I know that it's, like, very split with people, where some people are, like, so fixated on the Titanic and, like, the
obsession with it. I'm definitely someone that's, like, pretty fucking into, like, I'm a history nerd. Like, I love history stuff. So I am guilty of it, but I don't even know why.
Yeah. But why then there's also, like, people that are, like, there's a lot of people that believe, and especially now with all this stuff that came out, that, like, we need to stop exploring the Titanic and attempting to explore it and just like leaving it alone and stuff.
I agree with that. I think we're good.
I watched a I watched a video, actually. They interviewed a guy who did do a Titanic, like, submarine excursion and, like, lived, obviously, came out. And he actually was like, I can't imagine what the people were going through with that, only because he was like, when I did it, he apparently, his sub, like, got stuck in, like, the gigantic propeller of the Titanic, and they were stuck down
this
there.
This is, like, giving me the eebie-jeebies so bad right now that
I know.
I'm, like, thinking about
it's
this.
It's nuts. You guys got to look it up. He said they were, like, stuck, and somehow, after, like, 2 hours, they managed to get out, but he started, like, crying when he was telling the story, because he's like, I remember, like, us trying to get out of the propeller and me sitting there being like, this is it. This is how it happens. This is how
100%
my life ends.
I'm dying at the scene of the Titanic. Also, like, I believe in, like, ghosts and spirits and stuff, and, like,
oh yeah, me too.
How many people died?
5, I believe.
No. Like, in the sinking of the Titanic.
Oh, like over 100. Yeah.
It was more than that.
It was more. Oh, duh. Oh no, sorry, I mixed up the Titanic. They, okay,
I'm
sorry. Gonna, no.
I know that's not what you meant, but that was the funniest.
No,
thing.
I mixed it up with the fact that it happened like 100 years ago or something. It's like 111.
I want to say it was
312. I don't. Oh yeah, I mean, it was a shit ton of
people. 1,500.
Yeah,
more than 1,500 lost their lives. But, like, that's a lot of dead people in one area, and, like, I would just be like seeing ghosts everywhere.
That's kind of like a lot of dead people just in one area.
Yeah, no, I would be really fucking scared on the submarine of, like, ghosts and, like, people like pushing submarine down. I would be like freaked out of the spirits and.
No, oh my god! But
oh my god, I can't believe people, like, want to do that.
Yeah,
what there is was, there wrong was, with people?
Oh my god. I saw a tweet, and this girl tweeted back in February, and she was like, "Does anybody have a spare 250k for me to go on that Titanic excursion?" LOL. And then she, like, quoted her tweet, like, just a few days ago. She goes,
no,
"Never mind."
Oh no!
Never mind.
You're lying. Yeah. That is so fucking crazy. Yeah, just the whole concept of it to me, I'm just like, I cannot wrap my head around it.
There was another father-son duo that was also supposed to go on it, but they backed out last minute because of all the safety concerns.
Yeah.
They've been doing, like, a lot of interviews and stuff too.
If it was in a part of the ocean that was more accessible, I would understand maybe, like, why more people would do it, but it's in such an inaccessible part of the ocean that's so dangerous.
Yeah.
It's so deep. No. Like, if it was in, like, a shallower water, I'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised like, tourists, like, dove through. But even that,
2.5 miles deep into the ocean, like, there's no light down there,
you guys,
too.
I actually can't think. I'm, like, getting freaked out. That's literally so scary. Oh, my God. I would be, like, just scared of the ghost.
No, the entire thing. Also, they had to sit fucking crisscross applesauce inside of the submarine. You couldn't even stretch your legs. It was that tiny. Like, my God.
There's so much to unpack here. Yeah, Chris, we haven't stopped thinking about it.
Yeah, I, like, was, when it was going on, I was texting Lily and Jeff in our group chat, like,
every hour
being like, guys.
No, I know.
I haven't stopped thinking about
this. Well, and the best is, like, when you find someone that hasn't heard something, like, pop culture. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, 2 days into it already happening, I, like, said to my boyfriend, I was like, wait, you've heard about this, right? And he was like, no. And I was like,
really?
Yes, I got to, like, explain the entire thing
start to finish.
There's nothing better.
No, I remember I, like, called my parents, or look, I texted my brother because I figured my brother knew, like, all about it, and he did. And but my brother's like, oh my God, mom and dad will not shut up about it. And I was like, you're kidding. So then I try calling my dad. He doesn't answer. And I was like, dad, call me back when you can. He's like, what's going on? I go, you are the only one I haven't discussed the Titanic submersible thing with yet. And he's like,
we have to keep key.
We must
wait,
discuss.
I'm, like, thinking about it. And I know for a fact, if my dad was, like, a billionaire, he would be in that submarine. And that's so embarrassing. No, I know that for a fact. Like, I know it. I'm actually want to call him after this and ask him, because
like,
I know
would you
he
have
would
done
be
it? Yeah,
he'd be like, yeah, actually, yeah, I would.
He seems exactly like the type that
is my dad not the epitome of someone that would get in that submarine?
Yeah.
And would be like telling my mom, like, oh my God, you just don't get it.
Yeah, you're
they
being
say
dramatic.
Death, but they mean good time. Right?
Anyway. A deadly good time.
Yeah, deadly good time. And going from the Titanic submarine mission to the Shein trip.
Yeah, very different vibes, people.
The influencer.
Wait. Before we get into that, though, my cuticle is not stopped.
It's gushing
bleeding.
Blood.
So let me go wrap it up with a little
Band-Aid. Perfect.
And then we'll talk about Shein and their China trip. Okay, my finger is nice and wrapped up now.
She interrupted me.
Yeah, I did. But anyways, back to Shein.
Back to the breaking news. I was also saying to her, I was like, we're like journalists now. This is like our influencer, our whole pop thing. Culture, like news channel. We're like CNN, but for like dumb bitches, like, you know.
CNN for stupid bitches.
So with that being said, we've covered the Titanic submarine disaster. Now moving on to the Shein trip, the influencer trip with Shein to China.
Yeah.
Where do I even begin? What is that girl's name? What is that girl's name?
Oh, I have no idea.
Get me the fucking fact. Okay,
I have no idea what the girl. Yeah, find it. So, okay, while she's finding this,
I'm on Reddit. Hold on.
Basically, guys, this is definitely influencer pop culture ish news.
If you haven't heard this yet, just like put your fucking seatbelt on.
Yeah. So Shein, the fast fashion company, Shein,
the sweatshop fucking disaster of a company.
No, like they're really bad. But
yeah,
they decided they were going to host a influencer trip to their factory or whatever, where they make their clothes in China. Mm-hmm. And they invited a bunch of influencers, but there is this one influencer in particular that is getting absolutely shat on because she made like the most tone deaf video about the experience.
I think I found
So basically,
her.
Yeah, Shein is like known for being, super unethical, whatever. And the thing though is that they made it out to be as if like, they took these influencers to this one, this one factory in China where they make the clothes. It's like super nice and yay and good and whatever. Obviously, they're going to take them there and not to like the other, hundreds
outsourced
of factories.
Their factories aren't just in China. They're God knows fucking where with God knows fucking who. We have
like
no
terrible
idea.
Wages. Just like,
and I'm sure half the things they do aren't on paper. They're like completely illegal. And like we'll have no way of tracing where they actually make their clothes. Like,
exactly.
The girl's name is Danny. I don't know if it's. Like, this is her username. Like, what's happening?
Well, her name is definitely Danny.
Danny.
Yeah.
It's Danny DMC.
Yeah. And so did she deactivate her profile?
Her Instagram doesn't look like it's working.
That's weird. Basically, the whole thing, it just seemed like it was like a promotion of propaganda. Like, it was just absolutely, it was just tone deaf is like the only way I could put it. Basically, she was like saying things like.
And weird.
Yeah. She was saying like things like, I like to get, my facts from the sources. You can't believe everything that's on the media. Like, I got to actually go and experience it and stuff. And it's like, girl, Shein is a humongous company. That's not their only warehouse. That's the one that they want you to see.
Right. And then she goes, I interviewed one of their workers. One of their workers who worked, in the corporate office of Shein in a very nice city
I got
in
to
China.
Get, I, like, she, like, seemed as if she was, like, an. I think she made a joke about herself being an investigative reporter and was you really need to, see it. I'm a person that likes to see it for myself.
Yeah.
And,
she went to their headquarters. Like, let's be clear. Not, their main, row of factories and stuff. Like, she was at, the office that happens to have a small factory in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not where things are made. And the girl she interviewed, worked on the corporate side of things. She's not someone that's making the clothes with her bare hands.
It was just and listen, maybe, that's one of their factories where they do make the clothes, cool, ethical, whatever. Not a fucking chance that's where they make all of it or where of it is outsourced and stuff.
Because there's children putting notes in the clothes. Have you seen that? Like, the people find, notes in their clothes that are please help us. What? Oh,
no,
my God.
It's absolutely not.
The videos are painful.
You
should look up just Shein trip.
Yeah,
China.
Look up
it'll come up. Don't worry.
Shein influencer trip on TikTok or something. There are so many people talking about it. It was just a trip of brainwashing propaganda and just general what's the word? So out of touch.
Yeah, so out of touch. And just the fact that I don't know who would ever say yes to working with Shein ever at all, but to going on a brand trip
to
China?
I feel like that just seems
who is doing that?
Yeah, no. The people that agreed to that, I don't know how much they're paying you.
I don't care how much they're paying you. What? There's no amount of money that could be worth leaving that behind.
That could be no amount of money to, you know, that'd be worth destroying your own morals.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, it's actually so crazy. Yeah. I just imagine if you and Paige got asked to go on like a Shein trip, how embarrassed I would be if you guys went. I would literally be like, I can't be your friend anymore.
Me
dude.
And Paige would probably look at the email and I would assume it's a joke.
They could offer you like 50K. I would literally think it's like a joke. A trip to Italy, and you'd be like, no, I'm good.
No, I would think it's a fucking joke, and I would like, I'd be like, huh, marked as spam.
Like, yeah, like, please never.
Chiam wants me to go to China. Yeah, like, what?
Like, what? I don't care how much you're offering.
No, it's actually nuts. So, yeah, that's what we got for G&T. That's wow, two completely different things. A lot to
unpack.
Yeah, so submarine goes boom, boom, and.
Shein sucks.
So there. Yeah. Okay. One more thing before we get into the actual episode that I'm going to talk about for literally no more than a minute or two. But I did say two or three episodes ago I was shitting on the show, The Idol, the one with The Weeknd and Lily Rose Depp, whatever. And guys, I'm back with an update because I said in that episode I was going to watch it for myself and give my own true opinion. And my own true opinion is that it sucks. It is so beyond overly sexualized for like no fucking reason. It is the most, I think I made a joke the other day. I tweeted on Twitter and I was like, this has got to be one of the most unserious shows ever. It's just like, I don't know. The entire thing, it made me so uncomfortable. Like it felt like it was trying to be 50 Shades of Grey, but it wasn't. And like the plot line just gets like so fucking confusing. I can't even tell you what the plot truly is. It's just, I don't know. And like I said, it's a lot of it is just like the sex. Like there is just so much like with the sex and this and that, it's too much. It's not done tastefully and it's done so sporadically and randomly that like, you know, she's like, it's a scene that's like perfectly fine and wholesome. And then all of a sudden she's like choking herself while fingering herself in her office chair. And you're like, what is going on? Like, this did not have to be there.
Also, do people do that? Like,
what? Yeah. And also I know though that the producers and whatever his name is, the producer that's Sam on Levinson. It. Yes. Is like, isn't he like notorious for like over sexualizing women for like no reason at all? Yes.
That's why exactly. Barbara, I can't remember her last name, is not returning to Euphoria.
Yeah. Like Barbie Ferreira.
Yeah.
Whatever,
they have a lot of
or something. I forget.
She said it's not just that, but I
mean, it probably,
I think his overall morals with directing and, you know, I just feel like Hollywood needs more female directors and writers. Yeah. Like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, it just like, no, it literally, it was very obviously a show that you watch and you're like, a man made this.
No, yeah, and it's like a great concept, like the life of being a pop star and how fucked, like, show us that, but from a woman's perspective, like Dua Lipa or Taylor, someone like that should have been behind the scenes, like making sure it was accurate or like, I don't know, like they're having a man direct show about something that he would never even understand.
Yeah, it was just like,
how could he understand being a pop star, much less being a female pop star?
Yeah,
how was a man supposed to direct? What, like
the whole thing was just like, the whole thing, keep in mind there are only three episodes out, that's it.
Yeah,
and it is just so beyond uncomfortable and the plot line gets blurred and all that stuff. I will say I do love Lily Rose Depp. I actually do like her a lot. Mm-hmm. The Weeknd, oh my God, get out of here.
He's annoying in all aspects.
The worst. Oh my God, he's the worst on the show in general.
I love him as a musician, so I wish he would just stay in his fucking...
stay in that lane.
Like, I hate to say that because, like, a lot of people do venture out and they fucking kill it. But, like, whenever he does, like, anything else...
he honestly, oh my God.
So cringe.
He's, like a big reason. I swear to God, if... I feel like if they had...
creep vibes.
I feel like if they had a different person play him, it would have been maybe a little bit better. But he just, like, really sucks. Everybody else that's in it is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But, like...
even Jenny looked like... She did a good job.
Yeah, no, she did a great job. Troy Sivan's in it. He's great.
He slays everything.
He slays it. Yeah, like, it's just... so anyways, I don't
always
recommend.
It's always the fucking straight man that ruins it. Yeah. Every time. The gays and the girl stepped up. What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, no, it's
take
just,
some acting lessons.
Ugh. It's just.
No, I'm a no. I hate men.
Heebie-jeebies. Whatever. Anyways, moving on. All right, guys.
An hour in, we're going to start the topic, like, classic.
But, you know, we had to talk about, you know.
Have you seen those memes everything. That are, like, an hour and a half into the podcast episode, and they're like, all right, guys, we're going to start today's episode.
We're just
going
to get right into it. Yeah. Like,
like, okay, we already talked about everything.
But that's literally like what makes that a podcast is podcasting. A podcast.
But I like forget that sometimes. So I'm like, oh my God, we have to start the episode. Then I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
So anyways, guys, we're just going to like hop right into it.
Yeah. Like right in. All right.
How to date off of the apps without the dating apps.
It's all exhausting, but like dating apps especially are draining.
Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, fucking Raya if you're using that.
They're good. Like, I feel like it really depends on people's situations and their lifestyles and whatever. Yeah. But if you live somewhere where you can get out and about, I mean, pretty much anywhere, but like out and about and meet people, it's a better way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like you said, the apps are just exhausting and we need to just like go out and meet people in person and like, you know, I've met people on the apps a million times before. I've also met plenty of people off of the apps.
Yeah.
I've met great people both on and off the apps. I've met both great people and shitty people on the apps.
Yeah.
I've met great people and shitty people off the apps.
Yeah.
It's a gamble. Yeah. But in general, there's just like so many things that are just so annoying with these dating apps and that, you know, more and more people are like starting to just like turn away from them.
I think some people do better with them too. Like, I've had this conversation with my roommate because she loves dating apps and she just got out of a relationship a few months ago and she's back on the apps and whatever, and she loves the apps. She's a very like social person, loves the first date, blah blah blah. My thing with the apps and why I like meeting people in person better is like, okay, if you meet them in person, it doesn't mean that they're automatically like going to be better than meeting someone off the app, but at least you know that you won't like totally waste your time.
Yeah.
Like with the apps, I had some great experiences, but then I also had some nights where I felt like I went and got a drink with someone for 2 hours and, you know, even if it didn't go terribly, like I never really wanted to hang out with them again. Yeah. And I just felt like I wasted a whole my Thursday evening when my roommate like thinks it's like fun. Like that's like an idea of like a fun night to her is like going to meet a stranger.
I agree with Ryan on this one. But when you started saying wasting time, I thought you were going to go in the direction, which I think apps waste your time because I tend to find myself going through these holes of just swiping, swiping, swiping. Yeah. All of a sudden,
also that.
You're sitting on also your couch. That.
Apps in general, I feel like
lower productivity
suck time out of you.
Yeah.
Like you're scrolling on your phone a lot. You're talking back and forth with a person that you don't even know that you're going to fucking vibe with. Like they could be so funny and hot over an app and then be nothing.
They just suck.
I don't know. Like I feel like for me, I just felt like I was giving so much time to like meeting a guy every week for a drink and then being on my phone on Hinge. Like it's just a time sucker.
Yeah, exactly. As you guys know, announced, you know, a few episodes ago, I am very freshly single. It hasn't even been a month. And I did decide to re-download Hinge just the other day just for like funsies to like see who is on it.
You were also like kind of mentally checked out of that relationship for like a month prior. So you've really been like mentally moved
just, like,
on
whatever.
For like 2 months.
Exactly. So, but I re-downloaded it for funsies. But like every time I re-download those apps, immediately I get off of them because I just like... It's just so draining. And I had this issue when I was single, like before the guy that I just dated, when I was single, I'd be on the apps. I talked to my life coach so much and I'd be like, I just can't do this. They suck, whatever. And she was like, what I started doing, which I still do to this day, but it still kind of sucks, is instead of swiping through all these guys, only respond or like, you know, yes or no to the guys that like you first.
That's what I do. That's what
exactly.
I did.
But even then, it's still like, it just is exhausting because you get all these guys that like you and you only like maybe out of 50, one or two.
And then even then, it's like, okay, either they're super hot and that's why you like them, but it's like, okay, are you hot and then you have nothing else going for you?
Yeah.
Or they seem so funny and cool, but you can't tell if they're attractive or not, like because their pictures are weird. It's just like a fucking guessing game.
Or you fucking match with them and then you either A, don't start a conversation at all,
or they don't answer you,
or B, the conversation goes like basically nowhere. It's just like, it just sucks. So I mean, you know, they could be very fun, but they're like very draining. And then like, you know, some other issues we like kind of just were like talking about, like, you know, reasons that dating apps piss us off. So we already went over that, like
people lie about
match,
what
People lie.
About what?
About on a dating app, their height, where they live, oh. what they're into, what they look like. Catfish is on here too, yeah, what they look like. Yeah, yeah. I got catfished once. Either a full catfish or maybe they're using photos of themselves from like 5 years ago and they don't look like that at all maybe. Like maybe mm-hmm. they lost hair, gained weight or, you know, something, yeah. Yeah. you know. I remember there was like this one guy that like I was really into like his look. He had like a little bit more of like a edgier look to him or whatever. And then he matched with me and he was like, oh, I actually don't look like my profile anymore. And he literally sent me a photo of what he looked like now. And he wasn't a bad looking guy necessarily, but I wasn't attracted to him. And I'd be like, so you matched with me knowing that I liked your profile, aka I like what you look like. And then we match. And then you're like, by the way, I don't look like that anymore. It's like, yeah. Like, it's a, here's the thing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll fucking say it. Like, looks do matter. Like, they do. Especially on dating apps. That's what gets you,
I
like.
I think that's also why I don't like dating apps is because it's, like, 90% looks. Yeah. And 10%. Obviously, me some too. Guys, some people have really funny profiles and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a very funny person. I actually kind of found it hard to be very funny on my Hinge. Like, you and yeah. Ryan's are really clever and good. That's not really my sense of humor. Like, I'm not good at coming up with, like, a clever yeah. little thing. So, I just was never, like, I want to see people's personality. It's, like, all looks yeah. on there.
No, I prefer the personality, too.
Yeah.
But, like, also, it's just, like, you know, obviously. No, it matters. At the, yeah, it matters it when matters. You're, like, looking at that stuff. It's just, like, threw me for a loop. Anyways.
Also,
yeah,
like, their vibe, too. It's, like, yeah. sometimes I look more at, like, how they dress and, like, stuff yeah. like that. So, I can, like, understand maybe, like, what they're kind of. Yeah. Are they like a fashion boy or like a fide-eye boy based on their outfits yeah. and stuff? So it's like if you've changed your style a lot, I need yeah. you need to update
their,
that.
Their prompts too. Like I just like I do not like a guy with no personality, obviously. But like some of their prompts just like suck. Like the guys that like reply to like they have like a Hinge prompt and it has like a one or two word like response to it. It's like oh my god, like show a little bit of your personality.
Give nothing, like just give us nothing, babe. Yeah, like it's no, like
you
it's get fine. One
or the other. You have this like really hot guy who, you know, it's just such a gamble, and dating apps obviously are such a place for like judgment and whatever. But yeah, people but lie about like true. Everything on there. They could lie about the type of person they are. They could lie about
their career.
Yeah, that guy the that you sent me one. Up. The guy that you set me up on the blind date with. Guys, if you remember this Dude. A long time ago, Lily set me up on this blind date with this guy from Hinge who claimed that he was like this like director, filmmaker, cool yeah. ass guy. Totally lied. And was
an
like,
aspiring Broadway actor.
Yeah. Aspiring. Which is
completely
is the key word.
Fine. But why wouldn't you like put like actor in your yeah. thing
or
so
even that,
that
like you like to do that. Like that's
or like
your
hobby. You're a theater person. Yeah. Like, because then you're going to like. Resonate or like you're gonna draw people in that have that interest like that's exactly. kind of like a niche personality trait so like Ryan my roommate would love that in a guy yeah and would like totally go for that when like you wouldn't
yeah
because you guys don't have that in, like
yeah
it's weird the exactly. career thing would piss me off like
yeah
because from someone's career like I don't like to make assumptions like you know obviously but you get an idea for like maybe where they hang out what type of people yeah. they hang out with like
you know if you're matching with a guy who's like a creative director versus a guy who's like a hedge fund manager yeah, like yeah, that's yeah. gonna you know you're gonna oh am I going for like this Brooklyn creative guy or am I going for the guy that like probably really has his shit together lives in Fide Eye like,
yeah.
you know and both are great but like
yeah
yeah it's just such a gamble so yeah people lie you could catfish you can match with someone and you could either never speak or the conversation doesn't last. I was complaining to Lily about this before. I'm like, I have all these guys I matched with who literally you match with them and then there is no conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? And then also, I love to use this word pen paling. Too many people are pen paling. I personally hate the apps because I don't like I'm on the apps to go on dates. I'm not on the apps. Like, here's the thing. I'm not on the apps to actually find a boyfriend. Like, I just want to like kind of date around, whatever. And I make yeah. that like very clear. But I'm not there for a pen pal. Like, I am not there on the app because I want to continue staying on Hinge day after day, just like chatting with you. Like, that's the thing that annoys me with the apps is people like make the move, ask me on a date, let's go do something. Like, I don't want a fucking pen pal, and I feel like people are using the apps to just fucking pen pal each other.
A lot of guys would ask me for my Instagram and then it wouldn't go further than that. They would follow me on Instagram, reply to something once in a while, whatever, but they would never be like, let's get a drink Thursday night.
Yeah, like it's so like, stupid.
You replying hard eyes to my story isn't gonna do the trick, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not.
So yeah, I mean, there's obviously, you guys could tell, there's like a million reasons why these apps like suck. And equally, there's a lot of reasons why they're great, obviously. But today we're talking about dating without them. So we're going to shit on them a bit. But, you know,
like good old fashioned hitting on someone in a bar, how to do it. Because I think some people like I think we've gotten too comfortable with the apps. Like, I think people have lost touch with like meeting people in person. I've met all my boyfriends in person, which like isn't a flex because like my, you know, Jeff's and Jackson met on an app. Like, you can have an amazing relationship from an app, but you can also buck up and go get his number at the bar.
Exactly. Like it's like meeting people in person, it could be like all like scary and nerve wracking and stuff, but also especially like if you are a person that's like so dead set on not using the apps and wanting to like find your person in person, you have to be able to go out and do that. Like I remember
you have to push yourself.
I remember I was friends with this guy who hated the dating apps, would not go on them whatsoever. And he was like, I'm going to find my wife one day out in person, but he would not go out and he would not talk to people. And I'm like, you're not on the apps. You're saying you want to meet somebody, just like,
it's not even that you have to go out clubbing. Like,
no.
We just mean like out.
In fact,
like,
I don't suggest that.
Babe, even if you're at Duane Reade and you see the most, or CVS, sorry. We're the only ones that have Duane Reade. You know that, right? In New York.
I think Duane Reade is everywhere. It's just like started in New York.
I've never seen a Duane Reade outside of New York City in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah. I've only seen like CVS, Walgreens.
I don't know.
Guys, I've done so much Googling this episode.
I don't think so, dude. I'm pretty sure Duane Reade is like a nationwide thing. It started in New York.
Primarily in New York and New Jersey only.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I guess I just like never really realized.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, it's true. I swear.
Whatever.
Anyway, drugstore. I'm so sorry. I'm literally so sorry. But even if you see someone like, ow, obviously like don't be creepy, but there's a way to do it. But like,
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the more you do it, the more you get used to it. Yeah,
totally.
There's a huge fear of rejection that everybody has. I always say, though, like, you know, if you have a fear of rejection of somebody saying no to you, you have to, like, try and change your mindset and be like, well, it's their loss.
Yeah. You know? No, yeah, exactly. I think getting over the fear of rejection is a huge... We talked about this with Tiff a little bit when she was on the show. Getting over that fear of rejection is huge. And, like, last summer when I was single, I had this thing where I was like... My new thing was I was always going to go for the hottest guy in the room, because before that I would go with the guy that I like already kind of clicked with or like that was more approachable. But I was like, no, I'm going to start going for the hottest guy every single time, because the worst thing that can happen is he says no.
Yeah.
But then I ended up being so surprised that when I was like confident enough and whatever, like 9 times out of 10, the guy like was into me and was like, and like, had nothing to do, I think he just was attracted to like my confidence.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, absolutely. If you have the confidence and you're like bold enough to just like go up to them and like, you know, I had a guy literally yesterday come up to me in the street in Soho and like start hitting on me and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I would have rather a guy, it was like he was not my type of guy, but I would have rather a guy do that way more than like a guy on one of these apps.
Yeah. You know? And as like, long as you're like, that guy kind of overdid it a little bit, like with lingering around. But like, as long as you're like brief about it and like sweet, I feel like there's a good way to do it.
Yeah. We'll talk about it like after we talk about like where to meet people, because a big thing is body language.
Period. I need to pee so bad.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now that Lily took her piss.
Hi.
We're going to talk about places. The big thing, how to date in the apps, is that you got to do it in person, obviously. So places to meet people. You know, some are easier to do, some are harder, whatever. But we're just going to go down a list. Number one, the gym or a workout class.
My old coworker met her boyfriend at SoulCycle.
Yeah. Like, that's like such a great place, like especially the gym. Like you see the same people there all the time, kind of cycling in, cycling out. New people come, you know, you get a little gym bay.
No, love it. And I feel like it's actually a good place to meet like friends as well. Like I just feel like those workout classes, like after, it can be a little awkward, but it is a really good opportunity to like go up to someone, and if you're trying to make a friend, just be like, oh, I love your workout set, like whatever, like do you live around here? I always see you at this class. Like, easy way to break the ice.
Super easy.
Or be like, when do you usually do this class? Like, we should do it together sometime.
Exactly.
Cute. Like,
I love a gym bae. Gym crush. Friends of a friend on a night out, or just like in general, like going out in like groups and like, you know, mingling. Groups. Yeah, with new groups, mingling, meeting people.
Yeah, I feel like if you I feel like when you become single after like a relationship, you are kind of craving like new people, mm-hmm. going out, like hanging out with different people. And I feel like that's a good time to like reach out to a friend that you hang out with sometimes, but be like, hey, are you and your friends going out anytime yeah. soon? Would love to crash, get to know your friends a little bit exactly. better.
Also, that way, too, if you do go out with, like, another person or with a group of people, even if it's, like, you're not hitting on someone within the group, if you, like, find somebody attractive, yeah, you have, like, a wing person. A
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's good wingman, all around. You know?
Yeah. Okay, bars and clubs. Bars, great. Clubs, you can meet people, but you have to kind of be careful, I feel like, with clubs, because you can meet some, like, great people. You can also meet club rats. That are just like yeah. not the
type. Depends like what type of club yes. you're at. And
exactly. And I wrote down like, you know, if you want to date people, like if you have a certain type in your head and you want like that type of person, make sure to like put yourself in areas of the type yeah. of person you want. If you're looking for like the wholesome granola boy who, you know, harvests crops and shit, hello? You're not gonna find him at Tao. Like, you know?
He's just not there.
He's like, not there. He's not going to Lavo on the weekend.
He's not in East like, Village yeah, smoking exactly. a cigarette right now.
Right. So he's not there. The granola boy is not there. So, you know.
He's at the Equinox pool. Like, yeah, so, I don't know.
So put yourself in areas of the type yeah. of person you want to attract. Another thing, networking events. Lily kind of, in a way, did this. Networking events and in general, like
social clubs.
Yeah, like social clubs up there becoming so much I'm more popular
one.
Now.
I'm in one. I'm in it. I'm yeah. into it. I tell the people about it. Like, it's yeah. great. And I met some friends. And it honestly, they set the vibe at this one where, like, you definitely are just there to meet friends. Yeah. But, like, you could meet someone, or you could meet yeah. a new friend. You go out with their friends. Oh, he's hot. Yeah. Like,
there are also ones that are the like for dating. You know, dedicated, like where they for have like nights out night. For singles. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And some of them are not. Some of them are corny and some of them aren't.
Yeah. Like, you got to do your research on them. Yeah. But like, there's a lot of, at least in New York City, like where we are, obviously it's more accessible for us.
And like go with a girlfriend and like make a funny yeah. night of it. Like, who fucking cares if you actually meet someone? It's just like fun to go to those things.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Like, you never know.
Yeah. Dog parks, guys, I feel so passionately about this one because when I have Floki in the city with me, even you guys, you know, sometimes I take
dog. If you don't, I go have a dog, I go every week and I don't have a dog.
Yeah, go without a dog, go with a dog. But I, especially if you have one, if you go to the dog park, such an easy way to strike up a conversation. You see like a cute guy or girl,
what's
be like,
her name?
Yeah. Oh my God, your dog's so cute. What's her name? What's his name?
You see a man walk in with the ugliest fucking dog you've ever seen. Yeah. He's hot. And you're like, oh my God, come here.
He's so cute.
It like bites you. You're like, oh, yeah. You're fine.
Our dogs love each other. They're playing together.
Oh, like, I thought you were about to call his dog like our dog. Like, wait, is it like our dog now? Like, yeah. On a date? Like,
are you looking for a dog mom?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but when I had Floki in the city with me and I brought him to the dog park every single day, multiple times a day, oh my God, there were so, I was texting Lily being like, there are some spicy men here. Like,
wait, imagine you're petting a guy's dog and you're like, do you suffer from a single parent home? And yeah. you look at the guy and you're like, are you single? Like, what?
Do you have a mommy? Yeah. Please tell me you don't have a mommy.
Do you want a mommy? He's like, my girlfriend's on her way.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just coming to pick up the dog.
Please, like, get away from me.
But dog parks, so good. Yeah, so good. And then coffee shops. Coffee shops, I feel like, are such a wholesome way to meet wholesome. Someone.
Little awkward, little tough.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you...
I'm trying to think. I've met people at coffee shops before, I think.
When I was single, I was like, every time I went out, every time I left the apartment, had to look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because you never fucking
know. Never know.
I used to work around the corner from here, actually, at this coffee shop all the time. And I would just, like, go looking, like, absolutely stunning. Nothing ever happened.
Still, you never know.
But a few times, like, a guy would be at a table and he was cute. But I was just like,
how do you strike up the combo?
Strike up a combo. But, like, you just have to, like, it's going to be awkward.
With a coffee shop, you really just have to, like, kind of
fucking
send it.
Bold.
Because I suppose you could just be like, oh, what are you drinking? But that's like I'm drinking coffee. Like,
I guess what I would do is make a joke and be like, because I'm trying to give the people advice here.
Yeah.
I would go up to him and be like, make a joke about what I was doing. I'd be like, hey, so this is going to be like so forward, but you are really cute and I'm trying not to be a pussy. Like,
if you're there doing work, you could be like, I'm so sorry, but you are literally distracting me from my work. Yeah. I had to come and say something.
Yeah, you're like, really cute. You know. Maybe on your way out, so you don't have to like then sit there in the offer. Be like, like would love to exchange Instagrams with you if you're single. Yeah. You don't even have to give each other the number.
Or it'll be like, I mean, it depends on like, it could either go like so good or so not. But if you go up to them, instead of you being like, oh, you're distracting me from my work, go up to them and be like, could I distract you for a sec? Like sort of thing, yeah, you know, yeah. Like let me distract you.
Yeah. Honestly, the worst thing that could happen that's not even bad is them having a partner.
Yeah.
Like otherwise, like most of the time people won't like reject you. Like he'll probably give you his Instagram.
Yeah.
Just to be polite.
Or he will, even if he or she will, even if they do have a partner. I mean, if they don't have a partner, say they do. You know.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like that's like, the worst thing. I remember last summer when I hit on that guy at the bar.
Yeah.
Like that I took a lot of courage for me to like approach this guy. And he did come back to me and he was like, I'm seeing someone. But like that's a good risk because it's like, okay, well, it's not me. It's just that like you're seeing.
Also, though, too, like obviously if someone just straight up says no. Like, okay.
Like,
cool.
Who knows what they're... They could have a different sexuality. They could have a partner, but they're just not saying they have a partner. They could be fucked up and not ready to have a relationship.
Yeah, I was going to say, they could have just gotten out of a relationship.
Like, you don't know why they're saying no. Like,
yeah, there's a million reasons. You don't have to question it. Just, you know, if they say no, they say no.
And they say no, and you're never going to ever fucking see them again. So who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's like a bunch of places, and we'll probably go over a few more places to meet people because we did ask you guys on Instagram, which we'll get to in a sec.
Oh, yeah.
But just a few little pointers, you know, with striking up a conversation. We talked about like... Yeah. Easy ways to strike up a conversation in different locations. Obviously, if you're drinking, if you're at a bar, club, whatever, what are you drinking? Whatever. Coffee shop. Let me distract you from your work. Or like, this is going to be, you could just go super direct.
I'm a big complimenter.
Yeah. If you're at the gym, be like, oh my God, like, what was that workout you're just doing? Like, you know, or could you, obviously, if you want to be bold, if you're like somebody that's into like weight training or something, be like, could you spot me? Like, things like that.
Could you spot me? Oh, yeah. That's hot.
I know, that is hot. But yeah, complimenting their outfit. If you're out and about, I'm a big complimenter. Yeah,
that's like
complimenting
their
outfit or like just something in general about them, you know, something easy. The other big thing is obviously pay attention to the body language. Or did you pull up the question? Okay,
great. You guys are nuts.
I didn't even read through it yet. But body language is huge. If you're going to hit on someone in person, read the room. Really get good at reading the room because, like I said, yesterday I had a guy come up to me.
Read the fucking room.
Yep. Yesterday I had a guy come up to me in Soho.
Oh my
and
God.
He started hitting on me and it got real awkward real fast because I was honestly just like not really into it. And I thought maybe he would read the room and could tell that I was just kind of being a little standoffish. No.
Avoiding eye contact.
Could not read the fucking room. Continue. Like, you need to be self-aware. If somebody is turning their body away from you, not really looking you in the eye, like giving you kind of one-word-ish answers and stuff, they're probably not into it. And you could easily just be like, you know what? Well, like,
you're beautiful. Have a great day.
I just wanted to say that, but I hope you have a really great day.
Yeah.
Walk away. Like,
keep it moving. Like, keep it moving.
Yeah. So read the fucking room. Pay attention to body language. And then also the last thing. Look approachable. I'm not talking about like you don't have to be the most fucking gorgeous person in the room, but if you're sitting down with a like nasty pouty face, and I'm not talking about if you have natural resting bitch face, it's different, but some people some people like to act like they're the shit in the club or whatever, and they're just like have that like I don't give a fuck about anybody and anything attitude. That's fucking disgusting. You're not gonna get someone like that.
No,
be approachable.
I was just saying how like last summer I would approach guys, but sometimes I would be too shy to do it. The number one best thing to do, if you're at a bar and you see a cute guy but you're like too nervous to go up to him, look at him and smile.
Yes.
And then go back to your conversation.
Yep.
Do it three times, bitch. Like,
I always do that. If I'm
you're literally giving him the green light and it'll make him less nervous too.
Exactly. That's in general just a good tip. If you're too nervous to be direct right away, smile at him. See if he smiles back at you. You could kind of pick up, be like, all right, maybe he's feeling this too.
Yeah.
And then when you make your move, it'll be a lot.
And
smoother.
Or if he comes over to you and was like, sorry, just like saw you smiling at me. You can make a joke and be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get cute with it. Yeah. Like,
get cute.
Be hot.
I actually think we also did an episode on flirting. Like a general flirting episode.
And Tiff helped us.
Like, yes. Guys, we did a wonderful episode with Tiff Barra.
Just listen to Tiff.
Yeah. I think it was I forget what the episode was called, but I mean, you can find it if you search up Gin and Toxic, Tiff Barra. It'll come right up. We did a wonderful episode with her because she is like the queen of hitting on men at the bars and out and about, finding the hot daddies.
She has like a formula to it, like a step by step.
Yeah. Vibe. So definitely go listen to that episode. But yeah, that's that. I mean, should we just read some fan submissions now?
Yeah, well, so I pulled up the fan submissions to get them ready.
Yeah, so.
And I started dying at the first one. This girl said, my plumber slid into my DMs.
Well, okay, so wait. So for background, guys, we put on our Instagram story and we said we're recording an episode today all about dating without the apps. And then said, where do you meet people outside of dating apps, or how do you meet people outside of dating apps? Like, you know, and it's, you know, what's funny about that one with the plumber sliding into the DMs? I don't know if I would fully, do you count Instagram as like a dating app? Almost. Because, you know, how do you date outside of dating apps? One of the things we could have easily told you guys is slide into someone's DMs.
I think Instagram is the best tool for dating and whatever. Like, I really do. And I hate to say that because, like, yeah, you should just
go. It is a good tool. But
I literally would, like, find one of my this is so embarrassing. I would find one of my, like, hot guy friends in New York, look through who he followed, his tag.
Yep.
Like, who are the hot people to hang out with? I'm following all of them.
Yeah.
I want them all. Like,
there was a guy yesterday that I saw on TikTok, and then I went to his Instagram, and I just, like, screenshotted it just to, like have him waiting to make the move.
Ever. Like, just DM them. And if they're like, how'd you find me? Be like, I don't know. Like, you just, like, popped up. There you were. Yeah. I'm obsessed with you. Like, I don't know. Just be like, you were suggested. And, like, I'm so glad you were.
Okay, wait. Unfortunately, I do love this one. This is only if you guys smoke. I don't condone smoking, but it is if you smoke. Somebody said ask them for a cigarette outside of a bar. If you see like a hot guy outside of a bar who's like smoking, you want to like go hit up to him, go up to him and ask him for a cigarette or ask him for a light.
No, it's a great one.
Easy way to, yeah.
I literally wanted a drunk cigarette the other night, so I made my boyfriend go up to this girl and ask her. And she thought that he was flirting. So she was like, oh, you want to smoke a cigarette with me? And
oh, my God.
I was like, it's for me. I was like, run the corner.
Don't get the wrong idea. No,
it is a great way to chit-chat with someone.
This is absolutely hilarious, this next one, because Lily can relate. Co-workers.
Love a co-worker. No, love a co-worker. Fucked all my co-workers. No, I'm just kidding.
Every last one.
I did have like flings with a few. One of them I'm now still dating. But it works out well for me.
I hooked up with one of Lily's coworkers and I didn't even work there.
No, like I'm obsessed.
Your friend's coworkers.
I am There's obsessed another reason. With like working in a restaurant culture. Like I literally hate working in a restaurant with everything in me, but it's almost worth it for the plot.
Yeah.
Like you'll find someone to fuck. You'll find someone for your friends to fuck. You'll find someone for your gay friend to fuck. Like everyone has someone to fuck from the restaurant. We're all getting drunk. It's a good time.
Yeah.
I love that. Like if you haven't worked in a restaurant, do it.
Do it
like,
for the plot.
Do it. No, do it for the plot. Literally. Like pick up one shift a week just to like fuck a chef.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Chef. I'd love to fuck a chef. A man like a cook.
I would love to date a chef.
A man like a cook or a chef in general. The other day when Dan came to my apartment to like cook for me and everything, he asked me, he's like, when's the last time a guy cooked for you? And I go, you know what's funny is I actually do remember this. Harry from updating when we went on like our second or third date invited me to his apartment.
I'm sorry, that was a red flag about your ex.
What?
I love exposing people like Christina's men in her life. Your ex, like, step up, like, make food.
Oh, what the? Make
like,
food.
Like, honest to God. I was like, I don't need to date like a chef, but like, you should cook dinner for me sometimes.
Yeah, right. Like, hello? But, well, Harry and I mean, this was like a lot, but like, Harry made me a whole steak dinner. That was crazy.
No, it seems
and
that like was bare amazing. Minimum. Yeah.
Get you a man that cooks you a Wagyu steak.
No, yeah.
If it's not a $100 Wagyu steak, I don't want it. A lot of people are saying college, which I like
forgot about that luxury.
Yeah, we're not in college anymore. But if you are in college, a lot of people who listen to us are
in college. Yeah, this girl said a study group in college. This girl said, I met my boyfriend at a motorcycle ride 8 years ago. Girl, we love a hobby. We love a hot girl hobby around here.
Yeah, hobbies like painting. General hobby, sports.
Mutual
sports.
Friends. I'm getting mutual.
This is so funny. Somebody said, sorry, Christina, but I'm into musicians now.
Oh my God, tragic.
Been there, done that. Somebody said the mall. I feel like that's how I would meet guys in like
that
high school
so
or
iconic.
Like middle school. That's so
no, but
funny.
Like, let's bring it back.
Let's. I would love to bring mall culture
back. Bring it
back.
Let's do a lap around the mall. find a group of boys that will then follow. You literally, that's what me and my friends used to do. Yeah. We used to follow a group of boys around the mall and wait for them to like look at us.
That's like what? Such like middle school, early high school shit.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. All right, guys, time for toxic confession. I didn't even get to read this one yet, but the message starts with, "We dated for a month and now I'm blocked on everything, including Spotify."
I actually, Workbay did block me on Spotify one time, and I texted him. I said, that's the final straw for me.
Spotify?
Fuck you.
Like, a what?
We had all these collab playlists, and I went on my phone one day, and they were gone. I was like, wait, I don't care about you, but, like, I want that playlist back. Right?
Give me my playlist.
No, I was pissed.
Okay, so it starts off by saying that. She said, "But my ex texted me last month right before school ended and he started visiting my classes just to see me. We had a whole ass makeout session while, quote unquote, reuniting just as friends and being on good terms again. He left a hickey on me. And then he talked about marrying me and we discussed how many kids we want and just speed ran a better version of our relationship from 2 years ago. And then one day I wake up and he just says, I don't want a relationship from this, and ghosts me." She goes, "But then yesterday I post this delicious collage of me on my story because my bestie wanted to hype me up. And this
not
motherfucker."
The delicious collage. Me posting Christina.
She goes, "This motherfucker likes it and swipes up on my story." And I'm just cackling because I'm like, what the fuck is going on in his head? Okay, so this isn't like a toxic confession, but basically this girl, I mean, I guess it would be this guy's toxic confession, blocked her on everything, including Spotify. After dating for a month, they start to rekindle. And then one day he wakes up and says, "I don't want a relationship," ghosts her. And then yesterday starts like hyping her up again. I just wanted to share that because I was dying at the first message. It said we dated for a month and now I'm blocked on everything, including Spotify.
No, if you get the Spotify block, it's over. Just know.
That's fucking mental.
No, it's so extra. Like, what about you is so extra that you had to block me on Spotify?
That's so funny.
Actually, I'm going to talk to Workbay tonight and be like, look, you're great. The core difference between me and you is you blocked me on Spotify one
day. Did I tell you that I think the other day I started accidentally playing music on my ex's phone from my TV. Okay, quick.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
Quickly,
tell me that.
Before we
Ow.
Go. Calm down.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Don't make a scene.
My ex's Spotify is still logged into my TV. And I was on Spotify the other day and I noticed it. And so I clicked on the profile because I was like, I'm going to snoop because I'm bored. I wanted to just like remove him from it, but I clicked on it and it came up with like his most recently played and like said like connected to blah, blah, blah's iPhone. I clicked on it to see what he was listening to. Instead, I pressed the play button and nothing was coming out of my TV. And because it was synced up to his phone, I'm pretty sure I just started playing music on his phone.
No, because you did.
We used to do that with each other. Like if he was at the apartment and I was like at an event or just like somewhere else, I would connect to my TV from Spotify on my phone because it was linked and I would start like blasting a song. So I know it has the capability to do that.
It does do
so
that.
I think it literally started playing the song on his phone. He's probably like, what the fuck? I paused it and like logged out immediately. I was like, shit.
Fuck.
Fuck. He's like, why is ASAP playing?
Yeah, like I did
like,
not.
In my meeting. Like,
oh my God.
It was really funny. But anyways, all right. We got to wrap up and get ready to go, guys. We have to go to Times Square for the Raising Cane's.
I don't want
to
talk about it.
Restaurant
launch. Christina's making me go to a fried chicken event in the middle of the day on a Monday in Times Square. And I don't want to talk about it.
I had Raising Cane's for the first time ever a few years ago in LA and it was fantastic.
I've heard great. No, I'm excited for my fried chicken, but like, you know.
Yeah. So
this wasn't on my to-do list, but here we are.
But we gotta go there. Very exciting. But yeah, anyways, love you guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Make sure to go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Gin Toxic Podcast. And make sure to DM us your toxic confessions. We always need new toxic confessions. Please DM it to us. Yes, DM it, send it to us. You can go follow us on our personal social medias. Everything is always linked in the episode description. And we will see you next week.
Billy.
Love you. Bye.
I gotta go eat fried chicken.
Time for chicken.
Wait, I'm like ready for chicken.
What?
I'm ready for this chicken.
I know, right?